This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Have you ever been disappointed by someone? Maybe somebody promised to meet with you for a meal. Then, at the last minute, when you were really looking forward to it, they couldn't make it. Or maybe you thought you would be invited to a party and were left out. We know people are not perfect, and therefore the fact that they disappoint us at times doesn't surprise us, even though it does hurt. But what about when God disappoints us? What do we do with that? Let me tell you a story. Sarah was happily living in the village where her parents worked. She went to the local missionary school and loved it. However, her parents had told her that they would have to move next year as she would be too old for the school and would need to go to the big international school in the north of the country. Sarah thought that maybe if she prayed hard enough, God would make it possible for her to stay on. But sure enough, the family moved in the summer to the north of the country, and Sarah started at the new school. It was a lot larger than her old school, and she wasn't used to being with so many in one class. All her classmates found her a bit strange and thought she was a goody-goody, so they teased her, and some even bullied her. Sarah had been miserable about moving anyway. The teasing and the bullying on top of this was just too much. Sarah thought, why did God let this happen? He could have stopped it. What would you advise Sarah to do? While you think about this, I'll talk about a person in the Bible who experienced disappointment after disappointment. His name is Joseph. Not only did his brothers gang up against him, he was also taken to a foreign country and then sold as a slave, and his master Potiphar stopped trusting him and then threw him in prison. I'm sure Joseph wondered what on earth God was doing, and why was he suffering in spite of doing right? Most of us would say Joseph had every right to be bitter against God and against the people around him, but he wasn't. How did he do it? Firstly, Joseph didn't allow circumstances to disrupt his relationship with God. I suppose one could call this faith in action. Being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Joseph knew that God is love and that he is almighty and that he is in control in spite of the circumstances. Secondly, Joseph didn't allow hurt to prevent him from caring for the hurts of others. Often when we are hurt, it's easy to lash out at other people. Or another reaction might be to isolate yourself as you feel as if you've had enough hurt and don't need any more, thank you very much. Let's go back to our story and see how Sarah reacted. I'm going to stop talking to God and I'm not going to make any close friends as I just have to leave again anyway. So Sarah tried giving up on God for a while, but also having no friends meant she was very lonely. In the end, she started to talk to God again, even if it meant just yelling at him and being angry with him. At least he could take it. But Sarah never did make any very close friends in the time she was in that town. She also became indifferent to life in general. It was better not to have any preference or any dreams, as they would probably only not happen anyway. It was only later, after she had finished school and started university, that she eventually allowed herself to let people get close to her and be open to a two-way friendship. She still moves quite regularly, but she has found out it is worth making friends in spite of the hurt there is when you have to leave again. And life is also a lot more enjoyable with God and with friends. How do you cope with being disappointed by God? Do you think it is really possible to react the way Joseph reacted?
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.